in his keeping. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Psalm 91:1-2. We are all already aware that there is trouble and tribulation in our lives. Perhaps we struggle with health issues or financial trouble. Maybe we deal with a relative or neighbor who looks at life with an entirely different viewpoint than our own. Yet in Scripture we read that when we have Him as our refuge and fortress, our safe place, and put our trust in Him, we dwell securely despite our surrounding circumstances. To put our trust in the Creator is wise. He knows us better than we know ourselves. God knows all the facets of the soul, the nooks and crannies of the personality of the individual, the many dimensions in which a human spirit may dwell. Levels of consciousness can't be revealed to another human being fully, for humans grasp only a portion of what is clumsily expressed at best by another. Indeed, we barely understand a fragment of our own nature. God alone knows us. He knows all of us. The utter wonder is that despite all that is already known and perfectly understood of us, love is what the Father holds for us. He wraps us in love when we walk into His arms. There we will know at last that we have come into the only haven that welcomes and understands and still and forever loves us. To rest in total love must truly be perfect bliss. Imagine being totally known and totally understood, yet despite all that, be totally and eternally loved.